The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, Can't Get Right listeners, Kurt Metzger here. The Can't Get Right podcast is one of the many podcasts here on the Gas Digital Network. Gas Digital has a massive on-demand library of thousands of hours of your favorite podcasts and shows, all in full HD, ad-free, and uncensored. As a Gas Digital Network member, you get unique user profile, access to the new live chat during a show's premiere, and all the newest full-length episodes of your favorite Gas Digital shows days before they become available to the public. So sign up to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use promo code Kurt, K-U-R-T, and get a 7-day free trial on us and see if you like it. And if you decide to stay after the 7 days, you'll get an additional $150 off your membership every month. That's gasdigitalnetwork.com, promo code Kurt, K-U-R-T. Get a 7-day free trial. And by the way, Gas Digital is not this is an actual business with customers that want it. It's not some private equity investment. Most podcast channels are. That's why they got like all kinds of horseshit on them. So gasdigitalnetwork.com, promo code Kurt, and get a 7-day free trial. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Yeah, I know. Because I can't get right. This is cutthroat. This burns as words fly from a snub nose. This Kurt Metzger and not give a fuck mode. Because I can't get right. I can't get right. Yeah. You're listening to Can't Get Right.
Hey, this is Can't Get Right with me, Kurt Metzger. And actually, I haven't done, not since Uwe Boll have I done an episode, which I apologize to my tens of thousands of people. Look, it's not a good podcast. It's called Can't Get Right, as I said. But I'm trying to make up for it with my guest from the channel, the Hinkle with Jackson Dive, Jackson Hinkle.
What's up? Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, you really do have the name of a young actor.
Hinkle?
No, Jackson. First of all, having a last name for a first name, that's step one.
Yeah.
Right? You got to have good hair and you got to have a name that's a last name. Like you could have come off the Disney Channel and now you're moving into more, you and Cole Sprouse. Probably came up together, and now you're looking to change up your image, you know, from being a Disney, keeping a lot of deep dark secrets about what went on behind the scenes.
Deep dark secrets. I was in high school, and I met that kid Joshua Bassett at this.
Who's that?
He's the guy that he's a big guy now. For younger people, he played Zac Efron's spot on the new High School Musical with I don't know who the chick was, but you know Olivia Rodrigo, the singer girl.
Wait, will you get a picture of the guy, Mike? Maybe.
Yeah. Pull it up. Olivia Rodrigo. All her songs are about Joshua Bassett because like he cheated on her or something like that. It's hilarious. But that kid I met when I was in high school.
Yeah,
and now we're not in touch anymore, but. Just seeing him blow up and stuff like this through going through all that.
Oh yeah.
Like a different person, like something about that Disney pipeline. It just changes you. Yeah.
I guess I've never seen him before. A Joshua Bassett.
He was a nice kid. He was a very nice kid.
That's the new look. That's, you might have two square features to really, if you want to get into it, because the, who's the kid? Who's the guy from Dune? Like a nice, like a slender lady, a Finn Wolfhard slender ladyboy look is what's in right now.
Yeah, it's dangerous times we live in. It's either that or the dad bod.
If we were in China,
just not cut out for this.
Well, dad bod. I mean, you should probably have kids for it. You know, I just have it. It's kind of stolen valor, is what it is. I don't have any children. I'm walking around with dad bod. Yeah. If you, somebody who the fuck from my school. Oh, this Piper Perabo, her name is this actress that was in Coyote Ugly. Too. Yeah. It's like a Jackson Hinkle. It, you remember it, you know?
Yeah.
Look, if you have a name that people remember like that kind of, and my friend Turner Sparks, who should have maybe done that, because that's a great name, but he went to China instead and tried to run a Mr. Softy. And this is my he explained it like I did a comedy tour with this guy, Turner, and this other guy, Andy Curtin, used to run it. Shanghai is like Suzhou, Hongzhou. I always forget the other one. And what is it? Anyway, he originally, Turner got Mr. Softy. He had a friend whose dad was like high up and either owned Mr. Softy. He was like friends with
what is that? I don't know what that is.
The soft serve ice cream trucks. Like all the soft serve is always called Mr. Softy.
Really? We didn't have that where I grew up.
Well, I mean, it's probably like, you know, probably regional, but it's big enough that he took it to China back when everybody's doing business. So, and these guys spoke Mandarin and they knew they both had Chinese wives. You know, they got some expats get in the groove and like you figure out how to like, you know, there's like a seven stages. Well, so he bribed everybody he had to bribe to start Mr. Softy. He hired like because you got to hire people, you know, he did all this stuff.
Yeah.
And so basically they just like found all the secrets and stole, you know, how there's like no IPs and shit there. Like they just stole his business and made like Mr. Softness. Because that's what happens.
Mr. Softness, like, that's what they called it.
I used to joke them like what the knockoff. There's a thing of like if you have like a successful thing, someone's gonna pull up with your same logo.
Yeah.
And they're like, why would you know? It's funny how much an IP to the extreme it is to an extreme here. Like a you know, I definitely you should be able to own your property that you made, but it's amazing here, like you know, the guys that made like Superman and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you see a gay super, I tell this every time after my friend Ian was on, like when, hey, there's a queer Superman. So basically to not lose their copyright, they have to change the character, you know, like they took his spit curl off.
Yeah.
Or they changed like his ass a little bit and that's to keep the rights to it. Right. And so they have these so all these comic book creators, cause there's this whole fucking left versus right insanity in the world of like, I guess everywhere from knitting to comic books, these people make low money and they basically, if you come up with an idea, it's a derivative idea of the original IP. So they change it. They get somebody to write a thing. And it's just like such corporate horseshit. Meanwhile, and it's because they want to not pay the surviving families of the creators. They want to not pay them whatever piddly ass amount of money.
Yeah.
You know,
I can't imagine. I feel all that comic culture has kind of had a resurgence. I feel like at least through like the, I was talking about this last night, like all the conventions, like the cons, like the furry cons and all that shit and cosplay. I feel like it's all had a resurgence. I don't know what it is or where it's coming from, but I was in Koreatown just the other day.
Wait, just like, so I understand. Like, wait, you mean like, you're not saying the comic books themselves? Because I think
it's all intertwined.
Well,
it's all intertwined.
The character, all the things are hugely popular, right?
Yeah.
Everything you just said, everything except the actual comics, because that's a division.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they're owned by this company that's owned by this company. So then there's a directive.
Yeah.
To do that. You know, what all the shit you see nobody fucking likes that creates all these needless like battles while nothing important happens. That all comes down. So, you can do that at a loss. That's why I watch like stuff. I mean, you don't have to get into so many things you watch entertainment. You're like, is this like a tax write-off? Why are you doing this? Yes, it is. It's like everything's to get market share. It's just wild to see it, man. But why did I bring up China that they stole his business? There's a reason. Oh, you got your name. You got the exact kind of name where you could just get at, you know, what were you called? The Teen Vogue? Dreamiest commie or something. What did they call it? What name you?
It's Teen Vogue top environmentalist when I was in high school.
You were the best environmentalist in high school?
I guess so. I guess they bestowed the title upon me.
Do you think if you went to Greta Thunberg school, you could have coaxed her back to school? Like, hang out with her? Like, hey, make her feel good, Jackson. Just talk to her. She just is... she needs an education. What were you doing that was so environmentalist?
At the time, I was working with... Jaden Smith had a water bottle company that was like paper water bottles. I grew up as like a surfer, and you know, you in Orange County,
paper all the water bottles. Did that work? How do you do that?
They're mostly paper. They're paper, and they have like aluminum on the inside, a little like thin layer of aluminum, and then they have plant based plastic lids. So that's I think it's like they're pretty cool. It's like a 76 percent renewable products or something like that that goes into it. I don't know, but
is it better than the straws?
They're better than the straws. The straws break down. Yeah, I had they have straws now that are made out of avocado, and I had one of those. Disgusting. You can taste it, but the paper water bottles taste fine.
My ex goes, these paper ones turn into tampons. Like when you take them, like I'm gonna have the applicator.
Real. I always think that just like real men don't use straws though. I feel like it's a very feminine thing to use a straw.
Well, I don't know if this is, I like take it the back of the throat and then I tickle the bottom of the cup. So I don't know if that is a masculine way to do it. I just go like this and I try to like
deep throat it.
Yeah. That's the term I'm looking for. Deep throat.
Bro, I was listening to your,
depends what you're drinking.
I was listening to your I don't know what you call it, a comedy routine, the one about the gay anal sex shit. That was hilarious. I didn't know that was even a thing until
I forgot.
You brought it up on Jimmy's show. I didn't even know that was a thing until you brought that up. Maybe
people don't know.
Gay friends.
Well, I mean, how much you talk to him about ass fucking is really, but hey, can I ask you all about your ass? Like, it never comes up. I'm like, but my it was Jessica Delfino. I'll name drop her right now. She did that. We were in a subway coming home late from something. Uh-huh. We're probably like drunk. Now, I don't like just talk to people, especially in the subway. I didn't like to even have a loud conversation. I'd always have like a girlfriend that just talks like no one's around in the subway. Uh-huh. And it just makes me very nervous. I'm like, it makes it sound like we're not paying attention to shit around us, you know? And I'm very uncomfortable with that because I like people to think I'm hyper aware. It's like, yep. That's how you should live there. Every girl is like, anyway, she starts out, these two gay guys are sitting there. I don't even know how she knew they were gay. I want to say she didn't like go, are you gay? I don't think she did that, but she started talking to them. And then she just brought up, like, you guys really like to fucking the SM? Like, it was something like that where I'm like, Jesus Christ.
These are just random people.
Yeah. But you know, it's in the Village, it was just like,
yeah,
it wasn't a weird thing to be people might chit chat at that particular stop, West 4th. And, you know, it's a girl talking to gay guys and not like a threat. Anyway, they're very nice about it. And the guy explains, like, a lot of gays don't do that. And I remember being like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, you know, yeah. So that's what, oh, yeah. Because it'd be like Thanksgiving with no turkey is how it's happened to me.
That part was hilarious. The potatoes and shit like that. I never knew.
Yeah. Well, if you in New York, you got to live on top of everybody. Even if you have money, you kind of still going to live on top of everybody. Like, you got to have so much money to not live like that. You're going to be making Keith Olbermann bucks to to not know how many people that aren't white or unvaccinated that you're yelling at. You got to be like that much, you know, overlooking the park in like a real special section. The things you'd see on sitcoms, you know, like the Seinfeld did Friends and whatever. Like, there weren't no black people, just like they didn't live in that part of town. but New York, yeah.
Do you live in New York still, or do you live in LA, right?
Yeah, I've been here for a few years.
Yeah, I was just walking when I was walking back from just like working on my computer at the coffee shop, and I was I told you I was going to be like a few minutes late. And right when I was texting you that and I was walking back home, there was like this homeless guy, and I don't know what he threw, but it caused like a minor explosion on the sidewalk. And there was just like people walking there. I don't know if it was like some sort of like a Molotov cocktail. He just threw it.
So you're talking about like actual, like.
Yes. Yes. Like something
fire
like
explosion, like, not fire, like poop explosion.
Just like
or something.
Blew up small, probably like a few feet wide. I don't know what it was. And everyone just like jumped in and everyone was like, what the fuck? And then he just walked away. But that's downtown. I feel like
they're going to get their own.
Not making the Keith Olbermann bucks is what I'm saying. I'm not living on top of it. I'm in the middle of that shit right now.
Well, downtown. Yeah. When I first got here and saw it, I'd never seen anything like that. Okay. That looks like, you know, when you see all those 30s depression pictures where the people have like shanty towns. Like, this isn't nice like that.
No.
That was with like a 30s, like we all still had some sense of community. Like, not that they, because people do have that there. That, you know, is what, remember Hunter, like Hunter got crack from those homeless guys. And
did he?
Dude, Hunter Biden's a legend. If you, Mike, have you ever actually looked in, like, I just watched a video of like his like bio.
Uh-huh.
The dude's a fucking legend. His story is so over the top, ridiculous. I mean, like, I don't even, you know, I watched like a Russell Brand's like, hey, you know, I don't care about his drug use and his other thing. It's the thing about the money. Like, but I care about all that. I want to hear what his fuck ups were. They're hilarious, dude. The video that they have, which me and Kyle found it when we made our first like Biden sitcom thing, is him in a hotel room. What now? I don't know why you would film this, but it's on his laptop. It's him in a hotel room. He's smoking a crack pipe and he's getting a foot job from the chick that played Mulan in the live action Mulan.
What?
With MTV's ridiculousness on in the background.
And he's filming this?
Yeah. And at first you don't realize, I'm like, I didn't really understand what I was looking at because it's kind of dark. And then you realize his little feet. It's a little Mulan feet. And
oh my God.
He's not like, oh, great football joke. It just like, it's such an insane thing to have a video of.
Yeah. No, that's kind of everything on his computer though. Like that, everything I've looked at, I'm just like, why would anyone like take that photo in the first place?
Because you're on crack, dude. Or like
any lots kind of it. Speed. Lots of it.
Now, I don't know how you would. Okay. First of all, here's why it's mind blowing. So I'm pretty sure he's in China there. One, Chinese women don't automatically hit on you to like, let's go smoke crack. Okay. One, that would be such a thing you could be killed for. Okay. Yeah. If you were caught. Now, you know, certain people are going to get caught and not others. There's other, it's like, we have the option to whenever we feel like it get you, like maybe. Okay. But she's a big actress and she wouldn't just be part of that. Okay. He's the vice president's son. So she's a, potentially a spy, probably told to go do that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a major fucking thing. You never hear about that she's Mulan. Like, that's the thing where I'm like, am I dreaming this? That's Mulan? So
that's crazy. I didn't even hear that story.
You have watched, like, yeah, no, it's wild. So that's like a setup. They do, there's honey trap shit over there. Not everyone's going to get it, but certainly Hunter Biden's going to get it.
Like, yeah. Yeah. No, 100%. I mean, he's prime target, probably the easiest target in DC for that. There's so many sources. Even before the laptop stuff came out, one of my close friends, she used to work at like a strip club in Miami, and her friend was a stripper in DC. And she just has all these crazy stories of Hunter Biden literally getting kicked out of all these different strip clubs because he just like hunkered down in the bathroom and smoked crack. It's like, it's just such a widely known thing, you know?
I mean, crack is really good.
I met the friend of the, person who gave him the Finger Lakes tattoo on his back.
Even know he had that.
You haven't seen that? There's like a photo of him right after he gets the tattoo. And it's like the most heinous tattoo I've ever seen in my life.
What?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Oh, this is a Vegas woman.
That makes it almost look better. There's like better photos of it right after he gets it, and it's literally insane.
So, okay, here's some of the, I'm not even remembering half of the stuff from this, okay? But whenever his brother died, he was already like fucked up before that.
Yeah.
So then he starts dating his widow because they're the only ones that know how much each other is, whatever. By the way, his porn searches are lonely widow.
Are you serious?
Yes.
No.
Lonely MILF widow. Like, he's into, like, that's a really specific thing to be into. So.
Oh, my God.
He decides, like, late, like, this as he's having, like, relapses or whatever and shit. He decides to join the Navy at 46. So that's how old I am now. He joins the Navy, okay, and as an officer. So you can see the speech of Biden, like, my son's an idiot. He's a naval officer now. And, like, I thought George Bush was a legend in his youth, George W. Then he gets kicked out for cocaine. His excuses are fucking hilarious. They're always like, there's this black guy.
No way.
Like, I was at a bar. These black guys were smoking crack, so I probably had secondhand. So it's shit like that. It's like he's, you know, he was going to drive himself to rehab on a motorcycle and then he crashes and he's like, oh, a barn owl got in the way. Dude, they're great. His excuses are great. Like,
he's definitely a legend though. He's definitely a legend. American.
So that's when he goes to Burisma. So he gets dishonorably, he gets kicked out of the Navy and then goes to sit on the energy board of Burisma in Ukraine.
Yeah. That's good timing. That's good timing. He also,
these things happen. Yeah.
Have you gone through his, I think it's so fascinating. It's kind of weird that we can do this, but have you gone through his, list of like financial disclosures and his taxes and what he was like spending money on and stuff? Like the shit that he's spending money on is insane. And he was like
he was what? Like, cause you don't put crack on your taxes, do you? Can you deduct crack?
I think there was, I don't think it's explicitly said crack, but there was like drugs and stuff like that. Maybe that was referring to like prescription stuff. I don't know, but.
Oh no. If he put prescriptions, then it was his crack. It was all the drugs. Like,
yeah, no, that's what I was kind of thinking. But, and then there's also like cash withdrawals, like how much he was doing cash withdrawals every month and stuff like that. But, yeah, he was like wildly in debt. And then at that same time, while he was wildly in debt, that's when he and John Kerry's, I think, stepson were investing like $500,000 into those Ukrainian biolabs, the firm that was doing the stuff there.
No. Yeah. He's like Forrest Gump at the center of all major. Yeah. I do remember that. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I was like, I thought that was a fake story when that initially came out. I was like, there's no way that these biolabs in Ukraine were doing this stuff. And started to look into that, and then it came out that it was like, oh, he invested $500,000. He got Goldman Sachs to invest. He got the DOD to invest in
this vice president's son, and he's like, he's a cop. Yeah. He has a degree, like he has like bona fides, and his resume is incredible. He's held so many diverse and amazing positions.
But that's exactly what you're saying. It's like there probably were like all these spies that were like entrapping him, and that's why he was doing this dumb shit. It's like, why would you be investing hundreds of thousands in a, you know, dangerous pathogen research company when you're hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt?
Well, I'll tell you how. This is what I was watching. Probably The Hill. I feel bad because supposedly Ryan Grimm, like, it hurts his feelings, all those hair jokes. So I'm the one that started that. It wasn't Jimmy. I started it. Yeah, but Jimmy really enjoyed it and ran with it. Because I used to call, I don't remember what the blonde's name is, Emily. I used to call him
Emily Jashinsky.
Yeah, homeschool and home haircut. I was calling them to Jimmy, and and he's got like hilarious like boy hair. And then I saw, I don't know, watch a clip, and his hair was different. I'm like, oh wow. I forget like people that aren't comics who are like, why? I just completely forget how people feel that are outside of like the Comedy Cellar table that I like. You know, like it's such like a not a thing to me. And like, I'm like, oh my God. Anyway, they were talking about gain of function research. Okay. So they had two people. I didn't even finish watching the clip, but it wasn't bad. It was interesting.
Yeah.
But very quickly it became apparent. I'm like, okay, well, what is making it able to jump to humans is the function. It's not like any function, specifically that, to see if these could become pan. So the one guy was like, look, once we do this with synthetic DNA, which everybody has, now it's open that somebody could just do this for a weapon, which is a massive thing to think about. And my whole thing is like, okay, which sounds like this is real important stuff. Maybe we shouldn't have the system of like you hire a guy to hire a guy to hire his crackhead son to go talk to another guy. Maybe that's where the problem is. And like all kinds of things could work if you don't have some fucking rich dickhead putting their incompetent kids in charge of it and open to every, like, I mean, none of them brought it up in the thing, but that's clearly, I just hear it over and over again, an outsource to an outsource to an outsource. So what do you think is going to fucking happen? That's the big globalization thing that they don't bring up a lot, is like the outsourcing sucks. Like if I get, my girlfriend got me these shorts, like one she ordered on Amazon, same brand, one she happened to get at the store, right? And like the first one, the sizes were all like wrong and bizarre. And then like the one from the store. So that means on Amazon, a bunch of these play, if you ever ordered clothes or stuff, that brands you know, like store brands, you're not getting their, what they're getting. You're getting some knockoff shit that they, somebody outsourced to some, you people ask people, they'll tell you, like, you're like, this is like H&M quality fabric. You know, there's like, you should have a tissue box of H&M shirts when I was in my 20 size black, they dissolve in the rain.
I was in, I needed to get some like new luggage, like suitcases and stuff, around when I was traveling a few weeks ago. And I had just gone to my favorite store. I love Ralph Lauren. I love that place. And then I went there, and then I went to like a TJ Maxx because I just needed some cheap luggage. And I go there and they have like rows and rows and rows of like Ralph Lauren shirts there. And I was like, that literally feels like this would just like instantly tear or like dissolve if I wore it out in any sort of like.
Yeah, there's somebody's buying a label and slapping it on. And that's like everything now. Every genre of everything, it's like, I have a whole cork board with yarn and pictures and shit on it. Like, there's this major thing that I've noticed in every single, and anybody I talk to that does anything for a living notices it. It's fucking wild. But I don't know that people all, you know, because I like a lot of stuff. Like, I'll watch a lot of like, you know, like dumb shit channel. Like, I have a friend Gary that has his channel Nerdrotic. Okay. Uh-huh. He's a guy who used to own a comic book store in San Francisco. And then as like around the time of ESG coming into corporate things, they all lost business. All these stores went out of business because nobody bought, people buy manga, the Japanese. And so he got smeared in a, I think it was Daily Beast. Maybe it wasn't. And I think it was, someone from a studio hired the same kind of like PR firm, you know, who did the Rogan, put that video Rogan out. So he, an article comes out about him that he's in the alt-right pipeline from guys like him to Nazis. And all they did was make a chart and just draw lines to everyone. Have you seen those? Like people make them all the time. Like, here's how you go.
That's what they did to Jimmy too. They had the Daily Beast go after him. And it, all do the same thing. Crazy. Yeah. The Daily Beast literally is just like a, I don't know how it works, but someone must just like be like, okay, I want you guys to write a hit piece on this person. Then they pay them and then that's that. Because they did it. They did another hit piece on Lee Camp and some other people that he's friends with just like 2 weeks ago about Ukraine.
Guess how they do it? Because I've had one.
But it's like, who's that person? Who's the person that's like paying the Daily Beast?
It's a sharecropper. I didn't make up this term. My friend that has a comedy channel, that they're sharecroppers of IP. So the one that I still can't believe was like, you know, I don't get to sue nobody over it. When I was writing on Sacha's show, Sacha Baron Cohen hires pro rape comedian Kurt Metzger. So that was a HuffPo. So that was a HuffPo that Daily Beast picked up. In fact, my friend at the time took her name off the masthead of the Daily Beast. Cause she's like, that's crazy.
Wow.
I'm like, am I in the Simpsons? Like, what is this shit? So the story was, I had a job. What happened was somebody probably watched the show and they were like, I wonder what brave woman wrote this. And then they saw my name. Like, what? It's probably, so HuffPo, a lot of like shitty comics or like open mic level comics would get, write articles in HuffPo. Uh-huh. You know, people whose political feelings outmatch their funniness could go into this blogging. You know, that's where Dino Bonanno came from. So, hey, let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our good friends at rockauto.com. If you're an auto mechanic or you do it yourself or whatever. Look, do you need auto parts for an auto, which is car in German, just so you know? RockAuto.com has been in business for over 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. That's crazy that the internet ordering stuff has been around for 20 years, but Yeah, it's frankly a reliable boomer business at this point, not some fly-by-night.com bubble shit. 20 years. And you know why? Because you can easily find parts at a low price. I don't have any specials. Their prices are already low. So once more, go to rockauto.com. No promo code needed, as their pricing is already that good. And when you order, make sure to tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on Can't Get Right with me, Kurt Metzger. Rockauto.com. Okay, let's get back to it. Some fucking open micer made a thing for HuffPo, and HuffPo's like, we're always looking for headhunter stories about somebody who has a thing, right? So they take that, and the Daily Beast picks it up. So outsource to outsource to fucking outsource. That's how all that shit happened. That's why they don't like YouTube and shit, because they don't like the like to be the aggregator of everything cultural.
And it's expanding too. Like that Midas Touch group, that they were the ones that did the Rogan hit piece, and they did
I was told this by several people that video, the infamous N-word video, originally was made by Alex Jones because he was mad, and it's been out for a while, and they actually just found it. They didn't cut it together.
Really?
Yeah. I keep forgetting, but I'm dying. It's like, is that what it is? Did Alex Jones, like, yeah, originally. That's a long time ago, he made it because they were like fighting or not fighting, you know.
They did have like a little beef.
He was mad at Rogan from it.
Yeah. They made up though. That's so. Yeah.
So during that time, that's what, as I understand it, Alex Jones is the one that made that video, which is really weird, you know. But so that group sucks. They didn't even make their own N-word video. They had to take a. So again, Alex Jones ahead of the curve.
And outsourcing. Yeah. Alex Jones, he's kind of having a revival right now. He just did a sit down with Blair White. Do you know her?
I don't know her. I saw the videos pop up, but I was like, I'm not good. Super entertained by him. I know you, people you always did. I'm not. Like
really?
When I was in college, I want to say, it's a long time ago, like the video of him going to that, where they do wear robes. Convention, you know, with George H.W. Bush would go to, and like
Bilderberg or something.
It's the thing where it's like the cremation of care, and it looks like it's playing in the hall of the Mountain King behind.
Yes.
And it looked goofy as shit to me. And I'm like, it didn't even look like, I went and saw Iron Maiden live, and that looked like a more awesome demonic, you know, this giant devil that looked at you and shit. And like, I would have done anything they told me at that show. But I was like, this seems like some corny. And I'm like, to me, that seems like that's where you have to go, the greatest generation, when you're really powerful. You know, like everybody talks about the Davos, but Bilderbergs were like the real rich people. Mm-hmm. They do. That's the one, like, don't worry so much about that. I think that guy just wishes he could be invited to Bilderberg.
That one's all off the record too, Bilderberg.
Yeah. When do you, it's happening right now.
It's right now. Max Blumenthal tried to go in there into the hotel where they have it.
Yeah.
And they have like their own like private security, like police force. And they force him off the premises. And they have these giant gates that surround the valet area for the cars. So it's not just like in front of the door. It's like in front of the entire hotel premises. And they like shut the gates. And that was that. It was crazy. But, yeah, everyone goes there.
He's going to have to get one of those masks and sneak in like Tom Cruise and find a piano player that compromise. Maybe Hunter Biden's playing piano for the. So that other old one, that is like how really, I mean, this Bilderberg thing is probably like where they go, okay, you're going to do this, right? It's probably where just the fact that everyone's so powerful getting together in and of itself, of course, it's going to be. Why would they even be getting together?
Like he said at this one this year, it's CIA Director William Burns, National Security Council principals Sullivan and Campbell, Pfizer CEO, that guy, we should deport him. Peter Thiel's there, Kissinger, Bush's, like, it's just the who's who.
You think they're there to like, Kissinger's going to walk in, there's going to be plastic on the floor. Oh no.
You wronged us.
Yeah, they're like, okay, you've gone too far this time, Kissinger. That old George W. Bush, the you know, what's it called? I don't remember what the festival is called, where they do this cremation of care that Alex Jones filmed. It's called something. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about because he loves talking about that.
That's where they go get whores and do coke and shit. Like Hunter Biden doesn't have the class to wait once a year to go to like a... And so that's their generation because you can't just go do stuff. Yeah. You know, there's like Max Blumenthal and shit's always trying to poke in on what you can't just do that. So like a poor person can just fuck in the street. And then they do. You rich people got to do all kinds of, you have to have a whole ceremony where you're like, we're all in this together, right? Because we all have a lot to lose. I just want to do some blow and you want to do some blow. And you're the Pope like, and I'm George Bush.
It's like, did you see the podcast where Madison Cawthorn was talking about all that stuff?
I know. Nobody really like, I mean, not very many people used to be, but I'm like, why do people, I was watching Sagar and, you know, what's her name? And they were like, that sounds ridiculous. I was like, why? What? Like, why is it so ridiculous? Like, is it because he's in a wheelchair? You don't believe he'd be invited? That's ableist. That mouth ain't disabled. That is like, I want to know what Republican senator was like, come on over. I want you to wheel back and forth on my dick. That's what Marissa Meneve used to.
There's all these stories of him where he's like, I mean, probably like most of them are like made up and smears and shit, but there's all these stories of him like, making like unwarranted sexual advances on women and shit. And he's like, but it's while he's in the wheelchair and you just read these stories, I'm imagining him doing this all in the wheelchair. I'm like, God, this is good content. This is good content.
Yeah. Well, he's one that I only heard of him because he said that coke orgy thing. I actually want to ask that dude Sagar. Sometimes I'll message him. I'm like, do you really think it's that ridiculous? How is that? Like, you think that a powerful person would have a coke orgy?
I mean,
just the stuff I know about of not like massively powerful people, but just like the weird shit of people that I know that are into. I don't even understand what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah, no. I mean, that kid just seems like such a nerd. I don't think he's ever getting invited to anything like that or surrounding himself with any people like that. He just seems like such a nerd that it's like, it just seems like it's out of the realm of possibility even for him.
Well, to be in politics, like that, it's like, first of all, like Jimmy, like I know feels betrayed by AOC and all them people, but I never was like, oh, she's going to like, it immediately seemed like horse shit to me because I'm just like, why is everybody like good looking coming out now? Do you know, it's like everybody's like, watch, DC was called Ugly Hollywood. And now it's ugly Hollywood is here where I live. And DC, they're getting hotter. They're making all the fucking models and shit fatter. And then they're making the politicians hotter. You see how fucking crazy that is?
That is true. Yeah. Yeah. No, it is crazy. I fell for it. I fell for it. I was initially saying like, I think they're going to be good, but no, you're right.
But so that's what's funny is like all the things like Jimmy tried to do that force the vote thing. That's where he's like, fuck. Like, you know, why don't you go out and try to do something? He did try to. And the people, there's a very specific, like, you're not really our sort. So like, so, you know, you got to go along. Like, who's the chick that made me too? Who lightly condemned, she didn't condemn, she's like, it's not really doing what it's supposed to do, but.
Anna? Or who?
No, not a Me Too, at him, the original creator, Tarana Burke, the black lady that invented it. Okay. Now, as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, it was for like, you know, like inner city girls living, I guess, the life of Precious, which when Precious came out, I was like, no, that's not how. But as it turns out, it's wild how it is in some places. I have a buddy that's a he's a comic that's a school psychologist in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. People can't even imagine the shit that goes on in the real fucked up parts of America. Like, it's like whatever you think happens somewhere else. It happens here. So, yeah. And he was telling me all these awful stories. So in that context, a bunch of people, and I didn't realize this because I grew up in like a cult and I had parents that were like strict. My one friend, like, the amount of people that got something happen to them because literally no one told them anything about how any of that works at all, or that there's a danger. The parents weren't really paying attention, or they were like friend parents, you know, the liberal parents, the shittiest parents in the fucking world. They're your they're friends and they respect you. Like, that's abuse to put the child and you have to be the adult. I mean,
yeah.
It turns out a lot of them later in life become very responsible and more organized than I am. So I don't know. But so that's the Me Too is like, oh, that happened to you too? Oh, that's a thing that shouldn't happen because no one told. So that it wasn't a kangaroo court on Twitter to be held by the fucking corporate media. Because that's what all that shit meant. Like, believe women wasn't believe all women. Although believe women isn't really different. It really is natural to assume it means believe all women. And I think they intentionally made it that way. It didn't mean that. I mean, believe the fucking news media when they pick who's guilty or innocent.
Yeah.
So now we don't get sued. Remember Jackie from UVA, Rolling Stone? That was a real black eye. And she didn't bother to even get the other story because she goes, well, statistically, women rarely lie. statistically, women, so I knew it was, so it's a myth. Like, a myth is when it never happens. That's a myth. Not when it happens just a few times. That's a thing that happens. So she, much like Judith, what's her name, with the yellow cake uranium in New York Times, she took all the heat, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know how hard it is to get something against a publication? It's very hard.
Yeah.
So now, Me Too is, okay, not only do we have the power of picking who we like in these, in any kind of sexual assault, if it's politically advantaged, we can't be sued because we're just saying what people said on, and we can inflate it. Me Too is like a pump and dump. It's a pump and dump stock. That's how I look at it. Right? The media hypes it up. I mean, everybody invested in it. And that's what this Amber Heard Johnny Depp thing was, a Me Too crash. Me Too stock crashed.
Yep, isn't that incredible? Yeah. It's incredible that so many self-described like feminists have like rallied behind Amber Heard despite all the lies and everything.
Yeah, they're like people that hawk NFTs and shit. That's what they're like. Like, that's all their shit. It's a cryptocurrency for them.
Yeah.
You know, Me Too to the moon. Me Too to the moon.
Now it's imploding. It's imploding. There's no way that you could look at all of that and not just recognize that that is the end. That's the end of Me Too.
I know it should have been with Biden. I thought that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
One, it was always an idiot. Much like this way, I'm like, everything's so crazy that I'm like, it must be a psyop now. Now it can't all be it, but also it doesn't have to be the government. It could be what is marketing, but a psyop, you know? Especially viral marketing, trying to duplicate.
I mean, it's like, you look at like CAA, Rose McGowan, everything that she exposed with them and like their ties to the Democratic Party and the fact that like they're the ones who crafted this whole Me Too thing. Like it definitely is a psyop. It definitely is a psyop. I mean, it's a powerful
she's
tool.
A transphobe, so I don't listen to her. I'm just kidding. they market this shit. That's why I don't, even though there's clearly always a creepy thing to keep taking power away from you and making a central, they suck at it because it's going to rely on outsourcing. Mm-hmm. That's why like you can't rule the world because you're going to have to hire a guy to hire another guy in a place you don't know. And you're not going to get reliable shit out of it. It's going to be how they say about the Soviet Union where they're like, we need 300 shoes. And they're like, well, okay, let's just make all left shoes. You know, all that kind of shit you hear.
Yeah.
That's what you get in a global fucking... the global capitalist trade, you get that because you're not there. It's not the care. You know, I didn't understand this a long time. I don't think a lot of people do. Fans over the age of 21, I want to tell you about my newest favorite vape pen from MePod. MePod. It's not my pod. Don't say that. It's MePod. Now, as a warning, these products can contain nicotine, which is an addictive chemical. Duh. Oh, is it addictive nicotine? No shit. I didn't notice for the last 20 years. That it's got more of a grip on my life than heroin ever could. Well, you don't have to smoke tar into your lungs anymore. You could vape with MePod.com. And let me tell you something. If you're used to smoking cigarettes and you switch, you want like good hits. Here's what I like about it. It's a little easy to use device. And there's something in it. I don't know what it is that makes it, but it hits really well. It's like a great, it's probably the best hitting vape I ever used, I have to say. In fact, I need a new, get some more MePod juice, actually. I haven't been able to use my MePod. The new MePod 2.0 is the best refillable vape on the market today. And the reason is because you use those little needly bottles to refill it that aren't like a mess don't know if you ever refill this. I've used them for a long time, all these different vapes, and it's a mess. But this is a great refillable one. And you can use any juice you want. It's not like, you know how coffee makers make you buy their stupid coffee capsules for no, because that's where they make their money, those pricks. You use any vape flavor you want. They're not trying to install a console and then sell you games on the side here. Meepod.com also has a wide variety of other disposables, you know, ones that you don't recharge, obviously, including Vaporlax, Draco, Hyde, Airbar. The new Draco disposable vape lasts for 6,500 puffs. So if you like flavors, Meepod has a wide variety of vape juice options. They gave me some good ones. They gave me like an apple and a grape that I liked with my Meepod. Lastly, Meepod has fast shipping with most orders shipping out on the same day. So if you're a vapor or a smoker, you'll love Meepod and support the sponsor that supports our show by going to Meepod.com. And if you use promo code Kurt, K-U-R-T, you're going to get 15% off. Once again, that's Meepod, M-I-P-O-D.com. Promo code Kurt. Get yourself 15% off. Whatever you want, sweetie. Meepod.com. Every time like I hear like, late stage capitalism, I just think it's a stupid fucking, because late stage of all of these systems are the opposite system. They're all of them. Like, you're not going to get communism, which I think is written in it, right? He's like, it's going to happen because it, like, and then when you try to force one, like China has fucking, I don't know what the fuck they have. Like, basically they went back to feudal China, I guess, or like having an emperor. They just went back to that. It's not communist. It's not like, there's more social programs here, by the way. Like,
yeah. Yeah. China's interesting. The thing that I think is unique about America, despite all the efforts that there are to do these stops and strip our freedoms and stuff, is we do have that rich tradition of like protecting and securing our rights here that no other country, China doesn't have that. No other country has.
Yeah,
that.
No, Russia nobody does
have that. And like people here in Europe doesn't have that either. That's why Europe right now is literally crumbling into like this hellhole. Whereas the United States is, I feel like the people here are kind of pushing back against all the bullshit.
Yeah. You know? Now, it's like, nobody until something happens to you or you just like, nobody know. Like, I mean, it's just how it is. Like, it's not like the Matrix was ruined for me. It's not like I wanted to like go out and live on a boat under the underground with magnets and shit. The whole thing got ruined. I don't know. Like it's very different. Like, so like all the, like Ukraine for that to come out.
Yeah.
Here's the new war. It's like an MCU movie. I don't give a shit at this point.
Everyone in Western Europe is like, they're like gung ho for this whole Ukraine shit. They fell for all the COVID shit more than we did. And it's like in the United States, for some reason, I think it is because of that tradition in the history we have here. People are just, they're not buying it. And
not to mention our proud tradition of sucking and losing the trust of all the people that really do need the trust of to get anything done. Like,
but when it comes to like stuff that's affecting people, like in Europe right now, like they have way worse inflation than us. They're already having like food shortages.
Gas prices. Were they getting more from Russia than us? They must have been.
What's that?
Were they getting more from Russia than us, like fuel-wise?
Oh, yeah. 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 I mean, they still are very much reliant on them for gas specifically. But that's what I'm saying. Like, they're impacted so much already. Like, they're really struggling right now, and their economies are in collapse. Even, like, the UK. But in the United States, we're being impacted, too. Not that much, but we're pushing back way harder than any of them are. That's what I never understand. It's like, how is it that we're less affected, but we hate this shit more than you guys?
Because, well, here's why I think, and I'm piecing this together from several varying, because I didn't understand this about NATO, that, and I think the guy whose video I was watching is like kind of like vaguely neocon or something, but it was very interesting. It was shit I didn't know. And I vaguely remember Trump being like, well, they're not paying their share of NATO, so I'm going to pull us out if they're not paying their share. It was like, is he mad? NATO, the fucking, so we're the fucking, why is the America's army 17th big, you know, the next one down is 17, because we're about 17 other people's army too, it turns out, because they don't pay their rent.
Yeah.
So they just live in the house with us. Basically, all these nations are a bunch of Hunter Bidens, and they're getting out to party and smoke crack and shit. and we got to like worry about it. We have enough missiles to defend them.
Yeah.
So all people here don't fucking know anything about it. I mean, I just learned it's not the Ukraine pretty recently. Right. So like my friend Sitch and Adam, I go on their show and like, cause the one dude Sitch, and I think he told me he was an Eagle Scout on this show. Do you know what Eagle Scout? That's like the special forces of Boy Scouts. Like,
yeah,
I didn't even thank him for his service.
SEAL Team 6, Boy Scouts.
And so they still are like, I'm just like, how are you on this rah-rah shit still? How do you even have the energy after the fucking, I told Lee Camp back in the day, like you think that we don't have to go blow somebody up right now? Like, what are you, stupid? They got to have a fucking kind of like a towel based hat. And everybody thought that way. Like,
yeah.
Without even like really considering it. And no, definitely nobody considered. I mean, Lee did. I gave it to him. I'm sure Ted Alexandro did. But a bunch of people didn't consider like the what was going to happen from that Patriot Act shit. Everybody just kind of forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. And did you see now that they're putting the co-author of that, of the Patriot Act, as the head of the disinformation board now? They got rid of that Nina Jankovic. This guy, Michael Chertoff, which people...
Oh, he's the guy?
Yeah. Oh, we talked... Didn't we talk about this a little bit? I don't think we... I don't think we...
I didn't know they're making him the head of... What the fuck are they doing? Oh, Mike, do you have the commercial?
Yeah, you want to watch it?
Is that... Okay. Because they... It was never clear what they're going to do at that department. So...
Yeah.
Okay, so play this. So this is, I think, recruiting for that department or for PSYOPs. And okay, play it, Mike.
Watches and listens in horror, the peaceful pro-democracy demonstration in China comes to a violent and bloody end.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Wolves hiding nearby, whispering, do or die. Around me.
Wait, is this the right thing? It is, right?
Yeah.
Is another very important phase of warfare. It has as its target not the body, but the mind of the enemy.
The target of psychological warfare is against the enemy's mind.
It is words and ideas.
The ammunition used by cyborg.
Who is that? Henry Kissinger? It looked like his earlobes.
Its mission is to influence the thoughts of the enemy soldiers. And at the same time,
is expected and encouraged to study foreign languages and the social sciences such as history, economics, and sociology. He must have a broad and sympathetic understanding of all phases of human experience.
Gripping at my skin, the walls of night close in.
What, drag shows?
Of course, as an integral part of combat, has now taken on new form.
What? The Joker?
As a way to say my last goodbye.
Oh.
These are the Psy War soldiers.
What?
GoArmMyself.com.
Wow.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
Is that? No, I think that was Go Army.
Yes, that's the a recruiting video. I'm like, is this a movie? What is this? And then you're watching like...
That's Go Army Special Operations Forces. That's insane. I've never seen the full video. That's insane.
I would love to make a I gotta call Kyle. We gotta make it where Biden does like a dirty dozen to like information. Yeah. He assembles like it.
Those videos are so funny that you guys do. That video is so that's just freaky. Like
so, yeah. And I think here's what's weird. It's saying in the video of like, you know, piss people off. So it's to get you to talk about it, right? Like that it's made for you to go, what the fuck was that? Okay. It sounds like getting to the tech part, the disruptor party late kind of shit almost. Like,
yeah.
Is it good that we just watch that and we're like, I don't understand what the goal of that is.
The imagery was scary. The imagery was like all the, I mean, think about it. It was like all the mass CIA operations that have ensued. And like the fact that they had Tiananmen Square, or no, not Tiananmen. They had the tank. Where was that Tiananmen Square where they had the tank? And then
the Tiananmen Square.
But then they show the part that they always leave out. There's like a extra fuck you where they have the tank turn. They never show that part where the tank turns and doesn't run the person over. But
wait, the tank didn't run people over? Is that what you just said?
That tank specifically.
Oh, one of them ran people over though.
They always cut it off right there and they don't show that it didn't run.
Oh, there was also a tank that wouldn't run somebody over is what you're telling me.
That tank, the imagery of like the tank and the young
who
man. Or
yeah, who died? So you're telling me nobody died from a tank running them over Tiananmen Square?
No, people died in Tiananmen Square. People
from
died.
What?
But that video in particular, mm-hmm. they make it seem like the person was just like there and then like after they got run over by that tank.
That's not what happened? This is the first I'm hearing of this.
Yeah,
and they just showed it in that video. They showed the part.
That's why I'm saying it's like an extra fuck you because they showed the part that they never show where the tank turns and then goes around.
Wait, Mike, can you? I gotta see that. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
since I was a kid, I was like, oh, a guy got run by a tank. That's what I remember. In fact, that's pretty much all I remember about it. Besides some students, when I'm worried democracy was the protest. There's the details I remember. Then a guy stood in front of a tank and the tank ran him over.
No. Yeah, there's a full video online. I've seen people post it recently, actually. Samira Khan just posted it on her Twitter.
What the fuck? Really?
Yeah. 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 Oh, but that's what I'm saying is like so scary about that. And then they showed like the Arab Spring videos and stuff. Like that's just straight up like them owning all of the shit that they've done. You know, everything that they're like, oh, we didn't do this, or like we're not hiding the truth or covering the truth here. It's like they just put it all in like one greatest hits video for you.
Would have missed that completely if you hadn't pointed it out.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's the thing I always keep is like, you know, you're a conspiracy nut to say to do this shit, but everybody knows they do and like thinks it's pretty cool. Pretty cool job based on film and television and, you know, video games, especially great time. And so it's this weird thing. Everybody kind of knows it's a thing, but also is like, it's not a thing. Like, it's just very strange. Like, and oh my God, I have to take this break right now to talk about Yo Kratom. You know, Yo Kratom, longest running sponsor of this show, chose to make me the face of Kratom. I said, I don't think that's such a good idea. Probably should get a better face. And they were like, we never said that you were the face of Kratom. And we'd like you to not say that in the ad. So I'm not going to say that in this ad. But let me tell you, YoKratom.com, $60 kilo is a great deal on Kratom if you enjoy Kratom. In fact, their last package they sent me is still going. They sent me a massive, hey, what am I, El Chapo over here of Kratom? Just bricks of Kratom being sent to me. Anyway, $60. I mean, it's nothing, man. If you ever bought Kratom in a store, you know, you're paying for capsules and packaging and, you know, the salary of some kid with ear gauges, so his ears look like fucking vaginas. You know the deal. So why not go to yokratom.com, get yourself a $60 kilo, any kind of kratom you want. They got a variety. I was very much enjoying the green Mangda that they sent me. I was always a white Mangda guy, but the green, I don't know if the green is even a Mangda. And they gave me the red kratom, which was also great. Yokratom.com. Head over there now and get yourself a $60 kilo. Okay, back to the show. I always try to remember, like, what did I think about it? And I guess I was like, well, it's a dirty world. I hope we got people out there. Yeah. I don't know if I was ever as stupid to be like, I hope we got Jack Bauer. What we need right now is Jack Bauer. My favorite.
I love James Bond movies. Those are my favorite. And like, did you see the new one?
But those ones are good. Like those, not all of them are good, but they have like these wacky criminals and shit. Like, the guy who wrote it made like a good, like, what's his name? Broccoli.
Yeah.
Former agent Broccoli wrote it. But he came up with like a good archetype hero, right? And then, you know, like a superhero thing. I didn't watch the last one, though, if that's what you're asking. I did not watch it.
You should see the last one, because someone like connected the dots for me. I wasn't even like thinking about it. But the most recent one was like, about a villain who created some sort of like a dangerous pathogen attaching.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, right.
It targets like certain DNA or something like that. And it's like a European like villain that developed this thing.
Yeah, right.
And then we learn just recently that the US and UK funded biolabs were targeting Slavic DNA with they didn't ever release it, but they were researching the ability to target Slavic DNA through biological warfare.
They actually found the gene that makes you always wear tracksuits. That's what you're telling me. Because I thought that was like a kind of absurd premise too.
Yeah, well, I guess not as absurd. But that's what I'm always thinking. I'm like, God, like, there's people who are just like witnessing all this stuff play out in
Did they try? Let me ask you this. Was it that they're trying? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish your sentence.
No, I was just saying, like, there's guys that are like witnessing all this stuff that understand that this is all really happening. And they're like, that would make a great movie. Why don't we do that for the next James Bond? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how that came off to me, that idea before the thing you just said to me, was like somebody who was writing a thriller and they're like, I need like a virus, but it like attacks DNA. And it's like, you know, what with all the racial stuff now, it'll be really like topical. You know, Star Trek's famous for that, where a bunch of shit in Star Trek, mm-hmm. you know, is here. And they say like, no, we just made it up. And then people were like, oh, that's a good idea. And then they made, you know, the flip phone. I mean, I guess the cell phones, the part they didn't protect on Star Trek was that all these people be leaning over, jerking off into it in a hotel room. So that's how I took it. Like, even if you get 23andMe or something,
yeah.
I was watching a thing. This guy got 10 of the tests.
Uh huh.
Because my sister did one, and you got to get your own. Like, it's not as the same, but she sent me what she got, so I just assume it's similar to that. You know, percentages of what region. But, you know, it's not like the genes themselves say fucking countries on them. Like, the countries are a made up thing. They're estimates. And so it's going to 10 different ones, and the variation on where you're potentially this and that from and other nations that aren't even being picked up by some of them, but some of them pick it up, is a lot. So I like, just based on that, to make a virus that specifically goes to what's the Slavic difference?
I don't know.
I could believe there's people all fucking hate each other in these cabbage countries. So I could believe that they're like, yes, we will get one that will kill the Serb or the Croat or, you know, whatever dumb shit. I'm sure someone would think of it.
100%. Yeah. Without a doubt. The funny part is, like, I'm sure there's like a bunch of, there's probably a lot of like Slavic people that just think it's hilarious because they just, I mean, there's still like probably a lot of people that just don't believe in genes, you know, like they're like,
well, you'd be surprised. I will say that, like, especially with places like Ukraine, I have another guy on V sometimes who's in Romania. Okay.
Uh-huh.
after the wall fell and all that shit happened, a whole bunch of people got, because they were already educated, and a lot of the, that's like the one thing that was kind of good in the countries where they're like, you know, like V is not like Romanian commune. I've heard actually, I had a cab driver in New York one time say it was better. He's from Ceausescu times. And he said, I'm like, really? Ceausescu? Was it better? He goes, yes. And his reason was because they didn't have traffic laws, he told me. So that was better. Like, you are a real New York cab driver, sir. So, but a lot of them are hackers, computer, like, you know, the tech skills of tomorrow, they all fucking got them at the time. So they're all, you know, V, like, he couldn't, Zoom is like archaic to whatever the fuck he's running.
Really?
It like crashes his computer. Because they're like, you know, that's why all the hacking and stuff happens so well.
Yeah.
Another friend of mine that used to write for Always Sunny got a whole bunch of crypto stolen right out of his wallet. And it was a Russian hack because they can trace where it's from. And Bulgaria was well known. Russia was all known for, you know, obviously Romania. There's all these people that have real tech skills and they speak like six languages and shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, like the potential for like, scams and, you know, if you just think of like what somebody like 4chan could pull off with,
yeah,
you think that that'll be as, they'll be as good at 4chan as 4chan at it, the army one, the army
maybe,
because 4chan made the okay, oh god, I made it, the okay hand signals Nazi that became official. Yeah.
The government has now co-opted like Anonymous, like they
I was gonna ask you that, is that what that is?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. I mean, they admit it. It's not like me like speculating or making this up. Like the Anonymous, one of the hackers that claims to be with Anonymous, at least, and the Anonymous thing, is taking credit for the work that they did. They literally said that they worked with U.S. intelligence.
Yeah, that guy, that freak that went on about the truckers, and he was like, guess what? I guess he was Joe Anonymous, the official Anonymous. And he came out and like bragged. He looked like really unhinged. I think he has some custody dispute going on in his
complete
life.
Complete psychopath, like just complete psychopath. But he admitted to working not with the government then, but probably was, but also like in previous years working with intelligence in the US. So like they're very open about this. And, I mean, Anonymous,
you get caught, what do you do?
It's insane. What's that?
If you're the kind of nerd that gets caught doing this, I've seen so many things of actual hackers or whatever. You know, that's your best route is like, oh, you can work for the government now doing whatever. And if you still have that same, you know, depending on what reasons you're hacking, a lot of times it's just like a real shitty, like pulling a wings off a fly kind of nerd guy who gets it. And then you get, it's kind of what makes you a Reddit moderator, the same qualities. You know how Reddit has like a whole bunch of like it's amazing. The Reddit, everybody talks about the other two, Facebook or Reddit. So much bad came out of Reddit when they, I don't know who they hook up. They regularly work the government. All the ways it's gross to be like work with the government.
Ghislaine Maxwell literally was the first person to reach, I think it was like 1 million karma on Reddit. And she was a power mod. Yeah, she was a power mod she was a power mod in r-world, r-politics, r-science. She was a power mod in like the biggest subreddits on the platform.
That's, boy, the Tank Tank and this are mind-blowing news to me. I did not know about either of those things. She had the most Reddit karma. I got to remember that as a reference to about anytime it's shitty. Like, I bet they have a lot of Reddit karma.
It's
wow.
I mean, I will say that like some people say that it wasn't her, but I'll send you the
I'm sure it was.
I compiled it all. It was like she stopped posting the day she was arrested. The username was Maxwell Hill, which was her last name, and then Hill is it's like the abbreviated form of where her estate is. It's like something whatever Hill, and then like there's just like tons of things that line up. Like I had like a 5-tweet thread about it, and it was just like
environmentalism or something. It was
environmentalism. Yeah,
that was her thing.
Environmentalism. Yeah.
Before this, she was always doing TED. We have to save the oceans.
Yep. She was that like was her in big, like
yeah.
All these like subreddits about like ocean environmentalism. It's crazy. It was literally her, and she was like, I mean, yeah, it's wild to think about that, but it's even more wild to think about the fact that like all these Reddit people knew that she was basically like dictating what was popping up on the one of the largest, you know, news sites in the world, like homepage.
Well, much, I mean, well, she's like a doozy to have his app, but it's a bunch of people like that. There's a ton of stories. There's somebody in England, okay, that I don't remember what they were running for, some local England thing, and it was like a trans woman candidate, I guess, who's lived with her dad, and her dad had been keeping like 9-year-olds in the, like, dude, something like crazy like that. Like he had kids that he kept. And so there was a lot of like, did you know your dad was keeping kids in the attic? And so this person moved to America and became a Reddit moderator.
Really?
And the reason I found out is all these people on YouTube were like, this fucking, I'd never heard of this story in England, but they became a Reddit. And then Reddit, I think, had to quietly get rid of her because of it. But it's all maniacs. Like even like, so at the worst end, it's like your Ghislaine Maxwell. And then, or it'll just be like the guys with the fedora fucking meme, like a fat guy with a thing that all look like that. And they're like real. It's really funny when people complain about it. You can see the guy, if you say that the Reddit moderators suck, the moderators are like, let's not have any more. This is a hard job. Like,
the mods are incredible. But listen to this. So she 8th highest ranking account ever on Reddit for Karma. First account to reach 1 million Karma. Power mod for the site's largest subreddits. And that she was consistently on it. She was writing about ages of sexual consent, about the
supposed, what was she writing about it?
She was saying that should be lowered. Supposed overreach of sex offender laws.
Was this while Epstein was in trouble the first time? Was she writing this kind of shit? Was that like a?
I don't know how far back it goes. I mean, it was years. I wouldn't be surprised if it was. That was 2008 when he got that plea deal. I wouldn't be surprised if it went back then. Not that far back, because Reddit, I don't know when Reddit started to like blow up, but she was one of the first people to have an account on Reddit. So like whenever Reddit really started, she was one of the first people.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It was around the same time.
Yeah. And she also, do you remember that story where it was the former Reddit CEO? I think her name was like Ellen Power, Ellen Cow.
Yeah, Ellen
like
Powell.
Mm-hmm. Powell, yeah. And she admitted, she's like, yeah, like everyone knew what Maxwell and Epstein were doing. Like you wouldn't catch me getting in a photo with them. Like everyone knew what they were doing. Like it's crazy to think people were still taking photos with them. And it was like, what? Everyone knew? And you're just like, didn't feel like talking about that to anyone, telling anyone about that. But
is it like, because I can't believe everyone knew, like people, there had to be like people that are in the know. Like it almost sounds like a thing of like, well, I hang out, you know, like with Harvey Weinstein, like how we hear people talk about it. Did not all the things about him. No, I didn't. I mean, but I'm not that far hyped, but I know a bunch of people that were like, oh yeah, he's like a creep. Everybody just say he's a creep. You know?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's other people that know the real ins and outs of it, and they're not probably celebrities. They're probably the people that work around him, you know?
Yeah.
And the industry people, this is the thing, the other fake thing of me too, like they're never going to fix is, they're never going to, because you can't, all the way at the top, you can't have a person blow the whistle on anything for their conscience. It's rotten from the head down. That you got to go run away and hide in Russia with the worst guy in the world if you dare fucking do that. And that's every place. So all the agencies and all the fucking production companies, like if you see people like bravely speaking out, it's because they had permission. They probably hired a fucking PR person. The company's like, we're good. You know, like it's coordinated. Rose McGowan's a loose cannon. Like that's somebody, you know, like that's not, you could tell when it's sanctioned and not. And Amber Heard, that hurt. That's why they're all defending her. That harms that. This is like, it impinges on astroturfing and bullshit everywhere. Yeah. The whole PR business.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever seen that show? Jimmy loves it and Steph loves it too. I think it's just called The Morning Show. It's on Apple TV.
Mm-mm, I don't have Apple TV.
You got to watch that. It's worth it. It's like about It's kind of like a rendition of like Good Morning America.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it like struck with like a sexual scandal, sexual assault scandal. And it's like the inner drama and power struggles between all of that. And it talks about, it like goes into the stuff that you were talking about, like who's at the head that was acknowledging all of this stuff. It's a really good show. Jennifer Aniston.
You need a new, that show. I never watched. Yes. I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
I want to say four. Like journalists, like working journalists that I know, have off the record told me that they watched Me Too as political moves the entire time. Like, never mind entertainment, in the fucking media journalism, there was a whole fucking wave. And I'm sure there's a bunch of creeps. I have no problem believing that, but a bunch of them were like weird political, like the thing, like that Anna Kasparian clumsy ass bullshit she did. Dude, there's a bunch of these people that they register a thing. They're like, ooh, that could break some rule, but I'm going to hold on to that one in case I need to play it later down the line to help me advance. And like, in a way you wouldn't even, I wouldn't even know to think a bunch of these people think like that. In fact, you want to get to the top of anything, you better think like that. That's the only way you, that's why people, these people love fucking Game of Thrones for like, you know, the old, remember Cersei Lannister was like a feminist icon for some fucking reason. And the whole point of Cersei Lannister is like, she's clever, but she's not smart. Like she thinks she's a lot smarter than she is. And by the way, that's the icon of a lot of that type of fucking dippy New York, LA upper class dipshit feminism is
100%.
I'm a lot smarter than I think, I think I'm a lot smarter than I am. It's not like really anything. So that's why all these double standards they like so much. They're like, oh, a double standard? That sounds good.
Yeah.
It favors me? Yeah, that sounds like what fairness should be.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, like, I even knew kids that were, like, around my age and played, like, football growing up and, like, had, like, full scholarships to nice schools and stuff. And then not even for, like, the advent of, like, trying to get ahead in life, just, like, crazy delusional people would like make up like a sexual assault or harassment claim about the athlete, and then they'd lose their scholarship, they'd lose everything.
A lot.
But then like some of these have turned out to be lies, and like it's been proven, like the Johnny Depp shit, which is so hard. I can't believe he won that. It's so hard to prove.
I can't, you know why I can believe it? I'll tell you why. Because it's hard to prove it against a fucking, well, yes, it is hard to prove. That's true.
It's difficult.
And by the way, I watch this on all media things. Like, I mean, I don't really follow it, but here's all my feelings about it. Like, I remember it. I keep bringing it up a lot because I remember at the time, all these people that act like it's like, why are we even talking about the Johnny Depp? Well, all you motherfuckers were talking about it a lot when it was Johnny Depp getting canned. You're like, yay, a powerful man.
Yep.
I know. You know how I know he did it? He has power. Meanwhile, he's getting his fingers cut off and shit by this maniac. So I got to ask Annie. There's no way she feels this way now. But at the time, this is before we were dating. So this is the Women's March time. Uh-huh. And all this shit basically brought in a lot of people who didn't, by the way, who still don't have any kind of justice for the very real things that happened to them. It's this nonsense idea. And I think it's what turns people off. Like, I don't claim to be Lev Dore, right? Like, I could give a shit. I notice people throw it like, you're not fucking... I don't give a fuck. I don't understand how this fucking... I can have a spectrum of gender, but not politics. Like, I don't know how that works, but it's like, you know, you could do this instead. We're going to have two parties. Just go ahead and pick a new gender. You can have that. You can have that in your life, and we'll call you it. But we're going to tell you what party you're in, whether you like it or not, or you agree. We change the definitions at will, except for your gender. So, I forgot what I was even talking about. I watched a lot of.
You were talking about your girlfriend and the.
Yeah, they invited you to. It's like we're gonna. So we can't get like healthcare or whatever else. Like the dippier left shit of like we're gonna have a collectivize this and that. I'm not into it all, but we're gonna collectivize our status. It's the idea that there's a solidarity among women, which there isn't. There also isn't among men. I don't know if that's a thing. I like, just because men are slightly better pals than women generally, I don't think that means everyone's in a fucking union. There's always a group of powerful fucking people who protect their shit. And it, especially my ex, I think she told her story on Marin's WTF podcast about she got something with a teacher going to some shitty Montessori school. And the wife is the one that helped bring her in. The like yeah, the behind every male predator is a great woman. You got to remember that.
Ghislaine
Hillary, the teacher's wife. There's a fucking accomplice. Like it's, if you want to be successful, you need yin and yang energy, you know? So you're going to want a co-ed. So it's not a dress. It's this made up insane nonsense that women and men are somehow on an opposite side in all cases. No, that's really not how it is. Like a thing of like the yin and yang symbol. And they're like, we need to pull this apart and just have it be like two yins on top of it. Like, and that's what's better. It's the way to put you in like a box and imprison you. That's how you run a prison. So, you didn't get what you wanted. Well, why don't you project your pain? Let's say something really bad happened to you. I know a lot of people, real bad shit happened to. And then the girl that Aziz got her the wrong kind of wine she asked for. And
what was that?
Remember the Aziz accusations?
No.
Aziz Ansari. And I really was on Aziz. Like, it was ridiculous. It was like an anonymous thing. She wanted a date. There's no point in this. The problem is there's no point in the story where she was like, no, I don't want to do this. It was all like, he wasn't picking up on my nonverbal cues. And, but it opened with, I asked for white, but he poured me red. So right there, you're like, is that the part that sticks out to you about your, yeah, that was why.
Oh my God.
So also Aziz is not a white guy. So there's a little bit of advantage to it, but it was such a stupid thing. That was in the beginning of Me Too. So all these people that have Amber Heard brain, and there's a bunch of them. And guess what they like to get into? Hollywood, media. Okay. That, by the way, like your Taylor Lorenz's, that's Amber Heard brain. She's just not as hot as Amber Heard. That's what that is. Okay.
100%.
Sadie fucking Jude Doyle, that piece of shit. I'm going to say her name now here. You're probably bringing the devil. Sadie, I don't think you're a man, also. I think you're a real maniac. And I hope you were upset by that trial because I loved it. They're all mad now. Oh, well, she's not a perfect victim or even a victim, it turns out. But what is that? They care about the collectivization thing. This is why I didn't dismiss like social Marxism or whatever terms, because they are describing a thing, which is you don't so much care about your individual justice. It's the group. So it's all the women lose because we agreed we're all in we're leaving this party together. And you're good. So, and then, because it would drive you crazy. I had a whole media blitz on me over this. This is before Me Too or any of that. And believe women did not come out of Me Too. If you look, I was trying to see where it came to, like, it grew out of Me Too. No, it didn't. Fucking sloppy ass, lazy journalist. That was a thing way before that. Way the fuck before. I know because I got in trouble for not hashtag believing women. And I never said believe all women. Everybody goes believe all women. It wasn't. It was believe women. But what the fuck does that mean? Okay. Yeah. One, I'll say it again. There's only one group of people on the earth dumb enough to believe women. They're called men. Women are smart and they don't believe women. Women know better. Like if you got a nice white feminist girlfriend, how she talk about the chick at work she hates? That's what the fuck, how they are. So, so then you go, well, what is that fucking, it's like asking what my truth means. And you, or like, I wouldn't even bother to ask what is a woman, but it is hilarious watching people like not answer. I'm like, that's why I got out of religion, is that shit where I'm like, I'm not getting a satisfactory. What does believe women? It means stop reflexively not believing women. What are you talking? What's not women? It's the media. The media is going to make money off this. As Hunter S. Thompson wrote, there's nothing the media loves more than a good rape. That's their favorite thing. Have you ever seen, read that line? Some great masturbating.
Accurate,
that's what he called them. Like it leers on the shoulder of something like a great masturbating raven. And there's nothing a news editor loves more than a good rape. It's about Hell's Angels. And especially, I didn't want to bring up Jimmy's show, but that woman that got fired in Ukraine for making up fantastical, where she actually went
That story's crazy. It's crazy that they've just been lying nonstop throughout this whole thing. But it was like, that was the last straw, you know? It was like, Can't lie about that.
Well, because she fucked it up for the NGOs. The NGOs.
Yes.
A bunch of people join these movements. That's why all the women turned on Amber Heard. A bunch of women, my ex Annie, for example, Annie's not a big reader, but she did have something real happen to her and a lot of anger and didn't. And so Trump got in and it was a handy time to go like, it's all, none of them know nothing about politics. They just know he's bad. Right. And yep. Something happened to them. And then a bunch of other despicable people at the tippy top are like, oh, harness your anger. And we're all in this together. And then I didn't talk her out of any of this shit. They were so shitty to her. And she got this. Cause you can't talk people out of their faith. They get this, yeah. Like I got disillusioned because it didn't work like how I was supposed to. And I wasn't getting it. That's how you get out. So yeah. A bunch of women that were on board with that, who I think decent hearted people that something happened to, who are trying to have sympathy, all of a sudden see what this is. They're being used yet again. Like when Barry Crimmins used to trash Oprah for having, I have over 100 male victims of sexual abuse on this stage. Like it was a world record she was going for. Like Oprah's a piece of shit. And I remember Barry talking about that. He was fucking right. Anyway, I'm sorry. What are you going to say? I ran off.
No. I was just like, it's crazy. It's wild that it seems like you hit the money. You hit the money when you were talking about it, when you were saying that it's just like it got in the way of them all making more cash as a result of the NGO structure with the, with the Ukraine sexual assault lying. And also, I think what's incredible about that story was like you had all the journalists, all the Ukrainian journalists, again, who like lied about virtually everything with regard to the crisis thus far. And they got together and did like a joint letter to the parliament of Ukraine saying like, nah, this one needs to go. Like she needs to go. This is too much. It's incredible.
Well, it read like did you ever see when Principal Skinner was dating Edna Krabappel and Ralph saw them kissing in the closet and he's telling Chief Wiggum, this is back when The Simpsons was good, and he goes, yeah, I saw Principal Skinner and Ms. Krabappel kissing and then they made a baby and then she had a baby and then the baby looked at me. And then Chief was like, what? It looked at you? That's what her story sounded like. They got 6-9 girls pregnant and then they had a baby from the rape and then the baby looked at me. Like, that's how insane. So it's like a hack. She's a hack is what happened.
Yeah.
And it's really like, I was talking to Rick Overton about that actually, about, I was watching some, who's the Hitler's propaganda? Was it Himmler the propaganda or the other one?
It was like the movie guy.
Yeah. Goebbels? Yes. And I was watching a documentary about him. Like, and he was very like insulted when people sucked at propaganda. He's like, this is too obvious. Anyone can see it's propaganda, idiots. It's got to be a little bit subtle. Yeah. And I always thought that's interesting because like that's what I can imagine is like there must be a Goebbels in that Ukraine Nazi who's like you know, Herr Goebbels laid out how we do propaganda. It's not like this, bitch.
Like, not like this. Not like this.
People don't even think I can't believe that. I got when I talked to them against the jam because they were all like, oh, it's not all these nonsense things where I'm like, where are you getting your fuck? And I'm like, oh, you just like, I guess, trust America more than me or something. I don't know. I don't really know what it is. But the reason I knew about it, the nonsense thing was back when I didn't give a shit. I mean, I don't give a huge shit about Ukraine, to be honest. But back when I gave less of a shit about it, all the news stories, because the Tiki Torch guys here, right, who, by the way, 9/11, January 6th, never forget those Tiki Torch guys forever. Yep. In Ukraine, there's a shit ton of them.
Yeah.
At the same time. So all the outlets were reporting on how, and they're coordinating with Ukraine with all these So I just remember little things from things, you know, like it's not like I'm just going, wait, is that the group that you just told me? So Jimmy and Glenn Greenwald, they're talking about Tally 11. If you remember Tally 11, she got fired from NYU. Because she incorrectly or something identified a border guard as having a Nazi tattoo. That was not at all that. It was like, I don't know, Green Beret. You know, military shit all looks sinister. Anyway, she started a whole thing on him. She got fired, okay? And then she wrote these books about how she went deep. I love all these, I went deep undercover with Nazis things where, did you catfish them online? Is that what you mean by deep cover? Did you catfish them? So who's on the Hill? I'm forgetting her name, the black chick.
Yeah. Oh, Brianna Joy Gray.
Yes. So yeah. I'm watching her. Now you can see she's like kind of like a nice person. I just see how she's talking to this maniac, Tally 11.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, sometimes you have to put on brass knuckles and flatten a Nazi's nose. If you want to make out with them, that's your business. I mean, it's like, you know, I'm a black woman and you're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And so you can see Talia Lavin could probably join the Nazis and be one of, like, if she ever converted to Nazism, she would be a valued asset. As she sounded like a racist wife who's like a maniac too. That's how she sounds, but just on the opposite end, there's no principles or morality to it. It's just like, they're the ones that, now, one, if Nazis are this big a problem here, we're not going to punch them with brass knuckles. It would be like guns and shit, you know? So what is your accomplishment with your punching to make them even angrier Nazis? Great, great job, Talia. You're really helped. So she wrote a book about going deep cover. And I sent it to Jimmy because I was texting him while I saw Glenn. Because I couldn't believe it. So I remember her dumb name. Yeah. And then when and here's why I remember. I read an article about her going deep undercover and she, to fool, there was like a Nazi dating app or something or website. And she posed as like a really, you know, she's like a fat, crazy looking chicken. I think she became a man and then switched back like the next day or something crazy.
Really?
She's a mentally unstable person is what she is.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She lures this guy in. And and what stuck out to me about it, where I'm like, oh, she went deeper to cover, she kept saying he's Ukrainian. And I'm like, what do I give a shit about Nazis? Like, I thought you were like here and you catfished like some local. No, it's a fucking Ukrainian Nazi.
She goes all the way over there.
I'll bet you at the time, if I had said that to this maniac, she would go, you don't understand, they're all networked together, all the Nazis.
Yep.
Okay. So then later they start saying this thing. There's no, and I'm remembering that Talia Lavin thing. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, didn't they say there was a huge? So I just remember them all saying how it was a hotbed of that. And then the people I talked to would say these insane things to me, like, well, it's just like 10 to 20%. 10 to 20%? You mean what the actual percentage of the German army probably was of Nazis? You fucking maniac?
I know. I was, yesterday I was debating this kid who's like a he's oddly enough, he made a lot of like videos on YouTube prior to covering anything with related to politics. He like covered like transportation and like trains and infrastructure. He was very obsessed with the trains arriving on time, is a good way of putting it. And
I always used to say, okay, great, hey, the trains are running on time, but surely there's a better way to get them to run on time than incinerating Jews. I mean, there must be a better method of maybe reset the clocks, or I don't know.
Anyways, we were talking yesterday, and like the lead Nazi guy in Ukraine in Ukrainian history in World War II was Stefan Bandera. Mm-hmm. And he's like trying to like kind of defend Stefan Bandera because he's posted images of him online and stuff. And he was like, well, I think this kid was Hungarian. He's like, Stefan Bandera is a very controversial figure. He's a controversial figure, historical figure, but Marjorie Taylor Greene and Trump, they are proto-fascists. Like, calling them fascists, but
who
then the actual... This kid I debated, he's a popular YouTuber. He has like 745,000 subscribers or something.
I bet he thinks Count Dankula is the devil or something. Like, this is what I don't get is, how do you have this, like... It's like, it's just so amazing to watch that like equivocate of like people that were like, I mean, Ben Shapiro's a Nazi because I don't like his stupid conservativeness. He's a guy with a fucking yarmulke on.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be like, oh, this guy's controversial. You know, I'm not like a big Jordan Peterson guy. Like I got nothing. His psychological things he talks about, I think are very interesting. Actually, I don't care about so much about the other shit. The amount of people that I personally that I've seen were like, oh, this Jordan Peterson. I'm like, wow, what does this guy do? He must like really say and it's the most, or like Rogan, the most tame like shit. And meanwhile, Howard Stern is cool. Yeah. Like, how the fuck does that happen? So maybe that's that PSYOP group.
I think it must be. You must click the link. Go Army SOF.
Yeah, I'm not good at, I think I have that dyscalculia. It's like dyslexia of numbers, so I probably can't do it.
Yeah.
I got to not, I got to wrap up. We went a while, Jackson, and I even realized, because you've blown my mind with this Tiananmen Square thing. and the Ghislaine Maxwell was the first person to hit a million karma points on Reddit. I mean, that really is. Yes, please send that to me. That's fucking wild.
Yeah.
The Dive with Jackson Hinkle's on. When is it on? Every day.
Every day. Pretty almost every day. Usually around 7 p.m. Pacific on YouTube.
Yeah, check it out. I watched Jackson debating. What were you debating with? What's his head about?
With Sam Cedar.
Yeah.
We debated about the fact that there is no left in America, essentially. The squad, AOC, all them, they're frauds.
Yeah, dude, it's really, because I couldn't believe how bad. Now, I talked to my friend who I guess watched it and was like, oh, Sam Cedar did great. I'm like, did you watch what I watched? What it is? Like, for someone not to be a fucking worm, they just got to he's did what they're written. So this is what turns people off about the left that America has. I mean, it ain't like the people I like are not the left. They're like, they all say it, but they ain't in charge of it. They might as well be Jehovah Witnesses of it, of Christianity, that amount. It's who cares about you individually. What's important is this overall thing. And there's this implied, and I don't attribute it to left or right. They all got their own fucking thing of like, look, we're making an omelet here. We're going to break a few eggs. Okay. That's the only way you do things. And it's all about which ones do we pick. And now we're going to pick different eggs to break to make this omelet that's never coming. And also it turns out there's a lot more money making devices to break omelet eggs. We're going to focus on that. It's all about breaking eggs right now. The omelet is not our business model. We need.
It's all it ever is.
Yeah. And so they put that out there. So Kyle Rittenhouse was one that disturbed me.
Yep.
I saw the fucking video of it that was readily available from every angle. And so people would have David Pakman had the ultimate piece of shit response because he at least laid out what it is. He's like, I don't like this whole thing that people have guns basically and they're right wing and this and that. So the greater good is what we're worried about, not the individuals of each case, because blah, 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 power. All we think, if you think about power like that, you should never have any. That's my feeling.
Exactly.
Like if you talk to another human, you're like, what's your power? My power is whatever the fuck I say it is in the moment, looking somebody in their fucking face, not like some blue hair spurg. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I don't want to insult the members of the army disinfo team. With my insults. All right, Jackson, thanks, man. It was great having you on. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure.
All right, that's the show.
Because I can't get right. Because I can't get right. Yeah. You're listening to Can't Get Right.